Last December, Camelview Movie Theaters in Scottsdale closed, and the films associated with the independent film-focused locale were moved to a new cinema nearby at Fashion Square. Theater owner Dan Harkins told us then why the move had to happen.
So really the death knell for the Camelview we know today was, its death knell occurred when the city rezoned it for high-rise. And the developers said, well, why do we have this little five-plex movie theater there that pays old 1980s rent?
Fans were initially concerned about where their favorite films would go, but they also worried about the structures, including the iconic metallic mushrooms that had been in front of the building for decades. Now those mushrooms are on the move to Harkins' corporate office a couple of miles away. Architectural writer and critic Walt Lockley says the decision to preserve the mushrooms is important.
Let me say that I speak only for myself. And I have something to say to Mr. Harkins, and that is, thank you. This is pretty good. You can make your own guess about how much this cost to deinstall and transport, and evidently they're going to restore those, too. They've been painted aquamarine, and originally they were rusted steel color. So originally they looked a little bit more serious than they do now.
Do you think this was because of a public groundswell, or do you think that he had some connection that he felt over all those years, too?
Well, Mr. Harkins obviously feels a connection to the theaters that he grew up in and these steel structures. They call them mushrooms. I'm not sure I like that.
what would
but
you
the
call
steel
them?
Steel parasol. They're steel columns. They're shape structures. You could call them dendriform columns. But the fact that he sees value in saving these things and taking them back to his headquarters and restoring them, I think that's pretty much where preservationists should be, because that gets the interests of the owner aligned with the interests of the people who want to defend the building, and that's why I think this is a success.
Architectural writer and critic Walt Lockley, the Camelview Mushrooms are being moved to a temporary site tonight.